Every week we catch up with WNYC planning editor Kate Hines to get a handle what the newsroom has covered, is covering, and will be covering in the future. We call it Kate Has a Plan. We usually have a plan too, Kate. But it's live radio, so we're going to figure out if we can get our guest on the line in the UK. You are lovely enough come running into the studio, which is great to see you.
First time we've sat across the table from each other in so many months. I'm so excited.
So let's talk about, you know, our theme of our show today is about food, but there's so much other news going on first. So actually, it's good to start the show with some news. Let's talk a little bit about Rikers Island. Four members of Congress have now deemed it a humanitarian crisis. What has been going on at Rikers Island, and what are corrections officers calling for?
This has been a really thorny issue. Corrections officers have been saying there aren't enough staff and that they need to hire more staff. There have been more people being transferred into Rikers Island. So, but they've also not been...
Okay, you know what? I think you're on the wrong mic. I think they're pointing to this microphone, which is why I couldn't hear you in my headphones.
Oh, okay.
Hey,
well,
that's better.
That does sound better. Thorny issue, both microphone and Rikers Island. Corrections officers have said that they are understaffed and that the city needs to hire more corrections officers. Mm-hmm. Meanwhile, they've not been showing up to work. So the point is the whole island is really understaffed, which means a lot of things. Inmates are not able to get to medical appointments outside, treatments that they need, you know, removed from places they should not be, intervened when things are happening. Also not brought to court. If they need to go make a court appearance, it's corrections officers who handle transfer of prisoners in and out of Rikers Island or people who are inmates of Rikers Island, and also staff courts for proceedings like this. So 11 people have died so far this year on Rikers, which is a horrific number and a huge increase. Everybody is unhappy. The city is now suing the Corrections Officers Union because they say not showing up to work is tantamount to an illegal strike, an illegal work stoppage, which COBA, the union, denies. And now Mayor de Blasio said he's actually going to start putting something like 100 NYPD officers into the court system to relieve the pressure on corrections officers so that they can not have to worry about the court staffing part of their job and remain in Rikers. No one is happy. You know, not only are people calling for, you know, Kathy Hochul has gotten involved and ordered the release of a bunch of inmates over the weekend. Alexandra Ocasio-Cortez is calling for all 6,000 inmates to be released, which de Blasio says is a non-starter. Mm-hmm. Obviously, the jail complex is supposed to be closed down in a few years anyway. But de Blasio is under enormous pressure to fix this situation, which, again, is, you know, every politician has visited in the past week, except for de Blasio, which he is also under pressure for, including yesterday Attorney General Letitia James, who has the power to open investigations into what is happening on Rikers Island. And, you know, she has said that that's something she's considering.
Let's move on to COVID in schools. I guess we're a week and change into public schools being open, but the first city public school had to close because of a COVID exposure.
Right. I think it's PS 79. Mm-hmm. This was something that was really interesting because the city has and continues to be kind of cagey as to when it's going to close a school. You know, it's there are clear guidelines for when it closes a classroom. But in terms of closing an entire building, it's like, well, when there's a lot of transmission, when there's widespread transmission. Mm-hmm. But what does widespread transmission mean? And we will hopefully have an answer for that later today or tomorrow, because Gothamist is sort of reverse engineering the number of cases that we know about in PS 79.
Okay.
And, you know, we're going to be able to figure it out. But there are a lot of cases. Meanwhile, you know, there are, I don't know how many classrooms are closed right now, but there are at least like 8 or 9 schools that have 5 or more classrooms closed.
Okay.
Because of a lot of transmission. Mm-hmm. And then whether they're going to close, we don't know the schools. Meanwhile, Monday is the day that New York City municipal workers are supposed to be vaccinated, including teachers and school employees. There was a temporary restraining order put on that because several municipal unions brought suit against the city. The judge agreed that, you know, we needed to, you know, adjudicate this in court. That hearing is today. So we will theoretically have, you know, an answer on that tomorrow. Maybe the court will rule. But the mayor says, as of today, 87% of New York City public school teachers are vaccinated or have received one dose, and 80% of school employees. That still leaves you know, let's say a few thousand people who are unvaccinated. And it appears that that case at PS79 was caused by an unvaccinated staff member. So this is an important issue.
Let's continue to talk about vaccine mandates. They went into effect for restaurants on September 13th, public institutions. I went to a museum this weekend. I needed to show my card and my ID. They wanted to, they were very, very kind.
How did that go?
Very easily. You know, it was not a big deal, but apparently it has become a big deal for restaurant workers and people who are not interested in vaccine cards.
Yeah, you know, the restaurant, the owner's lobbyist group says that the city has basically put its, restaurant workers in the enforcement business, which is not great, they say. I think, you know, there have been some issues, of course, this weekend on Carmine's, a restaurant on the Upper West Side, where the first we heard of this was three tourists from Texas assaulted a hostess at Carmine's who asked for proof of vaccination. And then the New York Times reported that, they viewed a video that, to my knowledge, is still not public. I don't know that I've seen it. There was a comment that the three people from Texas were Black. And they said, well, wait a minute, we showed proof of vaccination. And the hostess in the restaurant used racist language. And then there was an assault. And who assaulted who first? But it's just all bad.
Yeah,
it's bad.
You feel for people, because there were people behind me who were less accommodating, shall we say, or they had their vaccination card. This is anecdotal, but they were huffy.
Yeah,
they were huffy about it. And that was at, you know, a fancy museum on the Upper East Side. I can only imagine what people on the front lines in the restaurant business are having to deal with. It's difficult.
Well, I mean, it's no coincidence that restaurants are having difficulty hiring people. It's a brutal job.
WNYC's planning editor is Kate Hines. She stops by to help us understand what news is going on, what the newsroom is covering, will be covering, will be looking for in the future. Okay, so this is one of these things that I've seen on the internet. We know, you know, sometimes the internet's not true. Lantern flies. Can you explain the lantern fly situation to us?
Spotted lantern fly, an invasive species from Asia that has, you know, landed in the United States a few years ago, is now suddenly has gone from being like you saw it in Pennsylvania to it's everywhere.
Okay.
It is everywhere. I was flying out of Newark Airport when I went on vacation a week or so ago, and outside my window at Newark Airport, there were like 100 spotted lantern flies.
This sounds like a horror movie.
It really is, and they eat trees. You know, they're very damaging to our tree population. So the response seems to have been like, if you see one, kill one, which, you know, you've weaponized the population to kill things, which may not be a great idea, and B, this is not a great plant conservation plan. So I hope it's published today. Jen Carlson from Gothamist came up with what I feel is the headline of 2021.
Okay.
We're going to need a bigger boot. You know, the plan to eradicate spotted lantern flies cannot rely on people stomping on them. I haven't read the story yet, but I'm eager to know what the plan is.
The headline alone. Can I ask about bird news, or is that your flying thing news for the week?
Well, I think we should incentivize birds to eat spotted lantern flies.
Oh.
You know, I keep hearing spotted lantern flies have no native predators in the United States. I'm like, really? There's a lot of migrating birds.
I like it. That's a plan. And bigger boots are plans, too.
Yes.
WNYC's planning editor is Kate Hines. She is a trooper. Kate, thanks for helping us out.
Thank you.